The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of the station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Listening to Beyond the Veil, the Secret World.
Okay, Igor, make sure you tell me when to hit my cue, okay? I do not want to miss it this time.
Yes, Master, but it's already there. After the music goes, then you have to make your announcements.
Igor, you're driving me batty again. Oh, why didn't you tell me this before we played the music? I have to tell everybody what we have to talk about tonight. Or at least they have to talk, because I don't have to talk about it, because I'd be like crazy talking about it all night long like this.
But Master, you're still on the air right now, Master.
Oh, Igor, oh, I'm so batty. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to Beyond the Veil, the Secret World. And tonight we're going to talk about the Black Weekend event. And I'm not sure why everybody's calling it Black Friday. I'm not sure why. It's very cool. It's still. But it's the Black Weekend event, everybody. Yay! We also have Looking for Lore in All the Wrong Places with Rowan. And it's going to be about Shambhala. That is awesome.
Master, I was in Shambhala, and I had a really good time, and then people started throwing stuff at me, and then I had to leave.
Oh, Igor, I don't blame them at all. I cannot help it, sorry. But we also have FaZe Big Deck tonight, too, and it's going to be about hammers. So it's going to be like hammer time. Get it, Igor? Oh, that's a very good joke, wasn't it?
Yes, Master, that was really brilliant. Just don't step on the spider, please.
Oh, okay. And we also have a very new segment tonight. It's from Alistair. Oh, Alistair is back on the show, and he has a very, very good thing about a journey he made. But he didn't tell me where he went.
But maybe we'll find out when we actually go and listen to him talk about his journey.
I suppose that would very work, yes. And we also have, don't forget, he's fabulous.
Yes, it's very fabulous, but I think we took up a lot of time on his intro, Master.
But I'm the count. I can take up as much time as I want. Right, Xander, right, I can take up as much time as I want.
Count? No. Please don't. We have so much time to go through and lots of stuff to talk about.
Alas, okay. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. Here's your host, Xander. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show tonight. I'm Xander, and yes, hilarity is ensued by all, and we're generally crazy here. Alistair, how are you tonight?
Nay.
Welcome back. You were on a little hiatus for school and stutch.
School and stutch?
And stutch.
also, since we're on the mispronunciation, it's journal, not journey.
Well, you have to bring that up the count. You know, I'm scared he'd bite me if I actually brought that up.
Well, he left.
Yeah, he left. I have the master button right here. Unfortunately, I just can't shut him off mid-sentence, which, you know, once he realizes that, I might be in trouble. And Tina, how are you tonight?
Hello and good evening, everyone.
Hello and good evening to you.
Faye, are you fabulous?
Faye is always fabulous, but not as fabulous as my cousin P.
Oh, that's right, and we have a segment from her tonight, don't we?
I do believe so.
Mm-hmm. And Rowan, the man with the plan, the super sleuth of lore, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
I'm doing well, too. Are you sure you're doing well?
That was very sultry sounding there. I'm, you know, excited.
I'm glad you're excited.
Oh, talk to me, baby.
Oh my, I just got like goose pimples.
My goose pimples have goose pimples.
I can't wait for his lore segment.
Yeah, really. 10 points for anyone can actually tell me where goose pimples comes from. Nobody?
You mean like a plucked goose?
No, goose pimples. The phrase goose pimples.
Go ahead.
The rat race with the guy that plays Mr. Bean. Ooh, I'm getting goose pimples. Anyway, bad reference. Everyone's either too old or unconscious to know about this one. So I got a laugh out of
it. Or it predates him by quite a bit.
So, we actually have a special guest here tonight, new in Holosuite ranks. It is Katsu. How are you, Katsu?
Well, I don't want to go to grandma's. I mean, hey, man. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much. Just hanging out here in Argatha. So, come party with us. We're going to start the jamming and dancing here pretty soon. So, you want to tell us a little bit about your street cred? Because we always go for street cred when we start talking to new guests, because we want to know, well, not just we want to know, but the audience wants to know, what's your cred when it comes to games, so that way when you actually start hammering down the facts later on when we're discussing things, we actually have an idea of your background.
Between video gaming and traditional, like, tabletop and all that other stuff, it could drink. I've been gaming for 20-some-odd-plus years. I'm a Grandmaster here in the Secret World, rocking the Illuminati because, of course, faction.
Bro-hoof.
Also, well, we'll avoid the hoof for right now, but I'm like that. I'm over in STO. I've been in STO since free play. I've been in Secret World since beta. And basically, if it's been an online, I've at least played through most of the base vanilla content on it. So,
sweet.
Other than that, I have a bachelor's degree, and I don't.
So, out of all the MMOs you've played, now you said you've played a lot of them. Can you give a quick rundown of your top? Let's say your top 10.
Let's see, top 10. I can really give you my top 5 because after you hit your initial, like, wow factors in each game, ultimately you kind of bog down into, this one has a special feature, that one has a special feature you like. My number one favorite game. And we talked about this before, but I have a special place in my heart for The Matrix Online that got horrifically canceled. Mm-hmm. Then after that is The Secret World, then STO in that 1, 2, 3. Big fan of Lord of the Rings Online. And then after that, I'm actually pretty active in PlanetSide. It's not really an MMO, but it's got a lot of persistent elements to it, similar to PvE content, except for the fact that everyone there is out to kill you and are players. So in that sense, I mean, it's more PvP, but I don't really care. I just kill people.
just for fun, right?
Well, I mean, if they're standing in my way and they're not wearing the same color I am, then they have to die.
Yeah, 360 degree fire, right?
Hey, I kill in 360 degrees, sir.
That's really kind of cool. We were talking to you yesterday and you're telling me about that. I thought that was actually kind of cool. I have most of my attacks are cone arcs in front of me, and like all my ground pounder are AOEs. It's called my ground pounder deck, but my AOE deck where, I just kill everything around me. I think only 2-3 of those powers that I have for mobs actually do 360, but most of my is cone attack in front.
Yeah. Well, right now I'll be honest. Right now I'm just running a vanilla Slayer, just the vanilla Slayer deck. And if I can figure out how to get an assault rifle to shoot in 360 degrees, I'd officially be in heaven. But for right now, the AR abilities I have through the vanilla Slayer deck are, they serve their purpose. So.
Yeah. No, we like vanilla. Vanilla is on tap right now, and we're going to have some pretty cool stuff coming up in issue 8, I do believe, with all the revamps for the abilities. So that's going to be actually really... Well, it's not really revamps. It's more ability boosters.
I like boosts.
You like boosts? I thought Antonio was going to say something. Okay. That's why I paused. It's like, huh?
Hey, man, boosted's cool.
No, so, I was about to say that if you want to see a 360-degree assault rifle, just look at me doing the Samba with mine.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, a little while ago, I was doing the sprinkler. That was kind of cool. And the Macarena.
Yeah, I was a big fan of the assault rifle Macarena.
Kept poking me in the eye, man. Poking me in the eye.
I still want to see dual pistols, Macarena. I still want to see that happen.
I can't put them in my hand right yet because I don't have any powers. I could actually put them on my waist, but I can't put them in my hand. So, if one of you guys actually has dual pistol abilities, by all means, pump them up. So, yes. So, you have the cred. You have the MMO experience. What is one of the facets that keeps you in, the secret world?
That's actually a really great question. Pretty much everything that we're going to cover tonight, in terms of lores and the fact that, there's real history kind of dug into the game, and you can either play it like a standard MMO, to go through, get the mission, kill the mobs, get the XP, or, if you want to sit there and you want to do, lores and sabotages, like you could avoid just straight standard missions if you really wanted to and just focus on sabotages and lores and have a completely different play experience than you're going to find in most MMOs. That and the fact that the ability wheel is, in my opinion, probably one of the smartest. I mean, there's always problems in any game, but it's probably one of the smartest systems for character advancement that's out there.
I second mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that and the fact that we talked before, my favorite game was The Matrix Online, and they had a very similar setup to that. Now you had to run to a phone, and you could respec on the fly in the world, And the moment I saw that Secret World could do that, I was like, because the thing is, Secret World went into beta just as SOE was closing the doors on The Matrix Online. So it was almost like a seamless transition, modern setting, three factions vying for control, .. So.
Dun dun dun! Oh, and I just completed your lifelong dream, and Alistair just completed your lifelong dream too.
I can now die happy.
Macarena, everyone, the Macarena with pistols, and I just had my head, my hair singed off by a glowing whip from Antida.
It's okay. It's okay. Dortmunder was sprinkling with a katana.
Mm-hmm. Remember, everyone, if you want to come meet us, send us some meetups in-game if you want to come to our little dance party here in Argatha. Did I say that right this time? I'm always subconscious when I say Argatha now.
Garth.
Wayne's World! Party time! Excellent!
Wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee!
Man, if she was like an American president, she'd be like, so Abraham Lincoln. But for those of you joining us in Holosuite XS right now and listening to us through the airwaves,
we're sorry.
Check out.
We didn't hurt need us. To really.
I can't recover from that one, but we're just gonna give you a sneak peek of what you missed last week on Beyond the Veil.
Last time on
Beyond the Veil. The secret world.
I hated them. I had to get all those stupid things from the stupid notes from the stupid trees. The keenling. There was one that was, what was it? Keenling, wasn't it?
No, they had the spirits.
They had the spirits.
Different spirits on them. But funnily enough, my Astas called them a herd of elephants on speed.
Yes, a herd of elephants on speed. And they have boobs. That one I couldn't figure out why trees had boobs. Gladrix, do you know why trees have boobs?
No, I don't. I assume they're female.
I suppose. Maybe all trees are kind of female since they are, they're more like asexual because they produce their own seeds. Interesting.
You have males and females in plants too,
Well, yeah, especially trees. I suppose, yeah, but I didn't know that trees could be male and female. I know a lot of plants are, but I wonder. Rowan, is that true? Is there male trees and female trees?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Ginkgo biloba has separate gender or sexes on their trees.
On the same tree?
No. Actually, the normal thing for trees is to have both male and female parts on the same tree. The male flowers, the female flowers. Sometimes part of the same flower.
And if you're wondering exactly why we're talking about trees and boobs and why trees have boobs and stuff like that, well, check out this latest installment of Beyond's Gone Crazy. A little bit crazy this time.
This week on
Beyond's Gone Crazy.
Let's build a happy little clown. Let's build some happy little trees.
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you doing the one with the trees? Oh, son of a gun! I got attacked by a freaking tree. Oh man.
Bloody trees.
Yeah, I'm gonna have nightmares about them. Oh crap.
I'll get you. I'll get you. I really will.
Okay, how do you kill this tree?
The only way you can get rid of the tree is if you run. Away. Run, 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 run. Whoever is chasing. Holy smokes, there's two of them. My ass is your
ass. Hey, see, here's one of the stone.
It's close, so they wouldn't recognize me.
Like, that's the guy that was here before. He changed his clothes, but we remember him.
I've got three of them after me. All I can hear is the...
Run!
Just run the other way.
Believe me, I'm running. It's like being pursued by a herd of elephants on speed.
And they never forget either.
Yeah, look, she keeps winking at me.
Obviously not in his case.
Let's build a happy little clown. Let's build some happy little trees.
Yeah, going through.
Cracks me up just hearing it again.
Elephants on speed. We were going through, what was it, not the besieged Spartan lambs, but the
shadowy forest.
And we were doing some of those missions that you have to take those spirits from the trees. And hilarity just naturally ensued in that one, especially when you're running around and you have, like, you know, three or four trees on the go and you need to get these things. It's just, a headache, a definite headache. But speaking of headaches, actually, it's not a headache at all. It's actually quite good. We have the Black Friday weekend. Again, why am I calling it Black Friday? That's something that's caught on for some reason. I don't even remember them being a Black Friday. Is there a Black Friday?
Yeah, it's what? Like yes, after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? What is the
very
meaning?
Important retail holiday?
The idea that on that day, retail businesses go from operating in the red or at a loss to making a profit.
And
the red ink, it represents losses in American accounting, and black ink is profit.
Oh, so. So it's like the first, so it's like Thanksgiving, you said, the day after Thanksgiving. So that'd be like the first day of Christmas shopping, pretty much?
Yes, basically.
Oh! Yeah, it's like the first day of the retail season.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I just smarted something. I learned it. Yay. But Black Friday, yes. Black Friday starts early this year because we're going to be in the black, so to speak.
Like weekend.
Yes, this whole weekend.
Black weekend starts with the Black Friday.
Starting this Friday the 14th. Wouldn't that even been cooler if it was Friday the 13th? It's just a thought. Hey, today's the 13th. Today is Thursday the 13th, which is night.
It's 14th.
What?
No, it's 13th. Yeah.
It's the 14th for you.
Yeah.
Well, technically.
My goodness.
Well, technically, we just went through like a Quasimodo time warp right now, because really most of us here in the States and in Canada, it's still Thursday the 12th. No, 13th. So it's Thursday the 13th here, but Antita is reporting live from Holland, you know, and over there it's already Friday. So if you like marry the two dates together, it is Friday the 13th. Wow, we just made something really cool.
You made it.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, it's crafted. It works.
Have fun with blowing.
It. Well, you like theory craft, Rowan, so there you go.
That was an interesting theory,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't very crafty, but it was interesting theory.
So anyway,
Xander can come up with stuff like this.
Uh-huh. So 9 a.m.
That one's going in next week.
Yeah, really. What did you delete that part? So starting.
That's what you always say we never do.
I know. That's just one of these days. Yeah, It's never going to happen. Yeah. So starting at 9 a.m. Eastern, that's tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern, lasting until Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern, you're going to be able to have some really cool stuff happening in the game. There's going to be no, like, uber monsters pop out of somewhere and just evaporate you. But if you like killing said monsters, you're going to get double experience points all weekend long. Yay! Super.
So what you're saying is the Mayans aren't going to keep coming back out of the ground again? Thankfully.
Actually, I would like that.
There's a reason I took a very long break from the secret world.
Because you didn't like the Mayans. Hey, we're the mummies.
I got burned out.
Oh. I'm actually wearing my mummy costume now. Courtesy of Galatrix. Thank you, Galatrix. Love you, buddy. Yeah. So, yes, you're going to be able to kill any monster anywhere, you know, and get double XP, okay? Now, you get a free potion from the item store, which will double your XP from killing monsters. Each potion will last only 8 hours. And, yeah, you can only claim it once every 24 hours. So, that's really... It should have been like a 24-24 kind of thing, you know? I like the golden... Yeah, like the golden weekend. I loved the golden weekend because it was like, boom, automatically boom. You don't have to mess with anything. And especially if someone wasn't really paying attention and they're just like, you know, hobnobbling around, you know, the different MMOs they play or whatever. They just happen
to
play.
What was that? I was distracted.
I think you stumped him again.
Moving on.
You said the word hobnobbling, and it just completely removed all cloud. I guess.
Right. So yeah, just going around, you know, playing the different MMOs, and if they haven't been listening to this show, which is just shame on you, shame I say, or if you haven't been watching Funcom's Twitter feed, Secret World's Twitter feed, and all the RPers out there are buzzing about it all over Twitter. I don't really do Facebook, so I haven't really paid attention there. But if you haven't visited the Secret World website and you didn't know about it, it's not going to activate for you because you actually have to activate it yourself, which is kind of a bummer. And especially since it only lasts for 8 hours and it has a 24-hour cooldown. So really, you can only use three of them. And if you mess up on your cooldown by logging in a little bit too late on the second day, then it's really going to really hurt your third day potential. And does anyone else see a problem with that? I do.
No, I don't see a problem. I would prefer if it was just like it was with APs. It just automatically doubles everything, like you said. But it's not a problem.
Well, I suppose.
People just have to be aware of it.
Yeah.
And therein lies the problem. Well, that and some people, when they log in, like me, for some reason, I should know better, but I don't. I never look at my patcher. You know, if it patches, it patches. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If it puts me right into the game, I'm happy. You know, I never read the patcher. So unless it's on the patcher, they might not know about it. And actually, I didn't even stop and check and see if it was on the patcher, the game launcher. Yeah,
not yet. It should have been up by now, though.
Well, tomorrow. I'm thinking that once the event starts, they will put some kind of announcement there. They usually do.
Yeah, and I mean, I get that and all, but also, I mean, we were talking about this before. There are other MMOs out there that are running similar kind of buff boost weekends this weekend. So, you know, in terms of a planning issue, you know, in terms of planning, you know, having that out in advance, you know, on the launcher probably would have been a smarter move.
Yeah. I kind of really don't like... I get the whole, let's throw in a weekend, but I kind of like... It almost seemed like it was like a last minute thing. I don't know. That's what it seemed like. Like, I like advance noticed. Like, I could have been, you know, busy this weekend, which thankfully I'm not, but I could have been busy. I like to plan out my weekends and stuff like that in advance. And I'm surprised I didn't hear about this until, like, what was it, yesterday? I think it was yesterday I heard about this when they said everything. And I would like to have heard last week. Give us a week, you know, instead of like ninja-ing us. Like, I don't mind being ninja'd. I don't know about you guys, but I don't mind when they sneak out issue 7 live now. Holy crap. Yay. Let's well, actually, that'd kind of be bad too, because I just spent my freaking points. Crap.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah. Well, it'd be good, but it'd be just be bad for me. But yeah, I don't mind those. I don't mind those surprise attacks at all. But I prefer to, you know, like something like this, like a special weekend. I would like to know about that a little bit beforehand. What do you guys think? Would you guys like a little bit more advance notice so you can plan your weekends?
Well, it would be nice.
It'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah, nice a little bit. And we have a whole whack of people here just, you know, chain dancing here in Argoth. Argoth. Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Argartha.
Telling you, post-it note right next to your screen, man.
I am going to. I'm going to get a picture of Garth from Wayne's World and put R-A in front of Garth and then put the, you know, the letter T-H-E.
Yeah.
So I remember.
I mean, don't, you know, just one picture of Garth. Like, not multiple Garths, it's just a Garth right there. Yeah. See, problem solved.
Garth, the, yeah.
It's a mnemonic tool. It's good.
The more you know, folks, the more you know. So also, you're going to have a bonus black bullion. Every time you would normally get one black bullion in game, such as killing monsters in the nightmare dungeons or using your condenser of quintessence. Surprise, I actually said that right. You'll get a bonus
you
one.
Didn't.
What? No, go. Oh, come on, people. You're killing me tonight.
Quintessence.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Quintinepinephrine? I don't know.
Epinephrine?
And that's why... Ooh, that's good stuff. And that is why hilarity always ensues. If we can't find the content for you, we'll make it up as we go. So so there's another thing out there. Yeah, really. So yeah, the quintessence... Did I say it right?
Yay!
The condenser of quintessence! Yes, you'll get an extra bonus, you know, bullion, which is cool. I have a couple, because we started doing nightmares, and I'm happy about that. But I think I'm going to be spending a little bit more of my time killing things this weekend, because I think that's going to be cool, because I want to finish off my wheel, because I'm 76% away! What are you guys at, anyway? Anyone else? Anyone has
you're
an update
not,
on
you're
their
like loop? 24% away.
Oh, sorry. I'm at 76%, so I'm 24% away. Yeah. How close are you guys?
Well, you know I'm at 100, so I don't care about these double EXP, except for, you know, might have to play around with an alt this weekend.
Show off. I'm at 79.2.
I'm not even close. I'm only at like 39%.
I'm at 46.9.
Well, you guys are doing good.
Yeah, I'm at about 41.
Well, considering I have two alts... I guess I'm not doing too bad.
No, you're doing very good. The thing is, like, I only play me, my character. I don't play alts. I'm not an alt person. I never was. And I tried to do it at one point in time in Star Trek Online during a content drought, but unfortunately, I just never got it. You know, I always ended up, hey, I miss my admiral level vehicle, and I want to fly it now, so I'll go back.
By the way, grats to Roland. Rowan.
Yes, Rowan, congratulations for getting 50. You are now an admiral in Star Trek Online.
Yes, thank you very much.
How does it feel?
Oh, it feels awesome. I kind of left off like at 42 or 43, something like that, and just, you know, stopped playing the game because there were just so many other things to do. And once it went free to play, I guess it's been a while. Anyway, so the point is that with the Romulan expansion, we got back into it, and I was like, you know what, I'll just finish this up, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, much to my shame, it took me approximately 3 days to get a Romulan character to level 50.
Yeah, no comment.
Yeah, both you guys just power-aided right through that, didn't you? Now, getting back to the Black Weekend event,
what's the weekend gonna be black, man?
Because what? Of reparations, dude.
Chill out, homies. Oh, we're still going to get someone hate mail for that one.
Yeah, that one's going to...
Yeah. So anyway, free black boots that you can claim in the item store.
But are they made for walking?
I don't know.
Well, that's what they'll do.
We'll
boots?
Have to wait and see.
No, you just throw them over your shoulder and carry them around.
Or are you going to hang them from the portals here in Argotha? That'd be kind of cool.
I don't know why, but you mentioned boots, and I immediately think, puss. in boots. With that Antonio Banderas, you know, Spanish accent.
In boots.
I am puss in boots.
The pointy end goes in the other man.
Yeah, pointy, pointy. But now, I don't know if these are going to be black boots that are currently... Oh my, isn't that adorable? We have a little pig from the slaughterhouse here dancing with us, and she's only wearing underwear. Hmm, interesting. So anyway, no sidetrack. I don't... do you guys
Oh, I was
think...
definitely sidetracked.
Yeah, I mentioned it and they ran away. Look at that. Sorry. Didn't mean to point that out. Maybe you were trying to wear pants or not. I'm not sure. I wonder if it's actually going to be a black pair of boots or whatever. Like, you choose your boots, like a black pair that's already in the item store? Or is it going to be a brand new pair of boots or something?
The way I understood it was it's going to be something new.
Oh, I hope so. I hope
not
cool.
Not something that's already in game and they just give it out for free.
Well, no,
something
so.
That's not in game.
I don't know. Either way, I mean, you're right. It would be cool if it was brand new, but you know, it'd really only suck for those people that already have awesome boots like Antita there.
Well, let me ask a silly question because I'm off and on and across about 30 million games. Has there been a Black Weekend? I think there's been two Golden Weekends, but has there been a Black Weekend?
Actually, I don't even remember the first. I thought there was only one golden.
No, there's only one golden, and
okay,
this is the first black, too.
Well, I think he was talking about the celebration. Were you talking about the celebration weekend that was after about a month of the game?
Yeah.
It could be that. Like I said, I've been off and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the celebration weekend, and then there's the golden weekend, and now there's the black weekend. And, yeah, so... Well, let's see. We'll find out tomorrow what pair of boots are going to be able to claim inside the store. Hopefully they're cool, because you can't get cooler than the Anarchy boots that you get, you know, from the Anarchy outfit. They rock. That's all enough said for guys. They rock. I don't know. Do you guys have a favorite pair of boots you wear all the time?
I don't even pay attention to my
feet.
Well, considering my character likes to, you know, dress in suits rather than, you know, other stuff, it's the shoes you get from Industrial Revolution.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, recently I've been dealing with the Delta Force boots, but...
Yeah, you're looking dashing.
You don't really, I think I have some boots. They're more like the work boots and stuff like that. Right now I'm sporting the Saddle Oxfords.
So the next thing up, then this is interesting. This is absolutely interesting, okay? Free month of membership for every new player you recruit during the Black Weekend event. This is in addition to the veteran points you normally get, you know, $15 worth of bonus points you get if you're a Grandmaster. So this is interesting. So if you recruit people in, like... Okay, I want to check. This is what I want.
That's standard. That's they also had it during the Golden Weekend as well.
And see, this is why I personally would have liked a little bit more advance notice. I just added two guys into the Cabal I'm in, and they're friends of mine locally, and I actually got them into the game. Like, I gifted it. One's their birthday, and one's like their anniversary or whatever. I really would have liked to have known that, so I'd have been like, no, it's cool. This is an awesome game. Wait a week.
Yeah, so I guess you go and you click on the link and you go and you fill in the information of the people that you requested, and if they actually go and sign up for the game, boom, you get a free month to play, especially if you're a pay-to-play player. If you went and you wanted to do the freer aspect, if you didn't want to subscribe or if you didn't want to be a Grandmaster, this is actually kind of a really good bonus for you. Not only do you sign people up, but you actually become a subscriber for free. And if you get a bunch of friends that were, you know, were interested in the Secret World, and you actually convince them to get in, and boom, you're going to get yourself at least one or two, you know, depending on how many people you get in, you're going to get a couple months free of subscription. And that also, you know, we have the Tactical Earpiece coming out next month. You know, you're going to be able to get that. Boom, boom. Yeah. A tactical earpiece, you know, you're going to get that because you will be considered a veteran at that point. So that will be free for you. And yeah, plus the bonus points, the deals, the discounts. You get a 10% discount in the item store. So if you want to buy, you know, certain outfits or whatever, you know, you're getting your friend or whatever, relative, you're buying a present for people, you're setting them up, and you're going to get your free, you know, what month or 2 months or however many months, you can actually get your discounts. So you can actually buy your clothing a little bit cheaper and make your bonus points go a little bit further. And on top of that, you'll get bonus points too. And then boom, you might not actually have to pay for any clothes at all because it'll be free. Especially with issue 7 around the corner. Free DLC. I'm kind of excited about that.
You think everyone is?
Yeah, yes. Except for there's a little bit of a drawback. If you weren't a subscriber before, you might be two or three, or two, like at least one DLC behind. I guess 6 is the only one you had to actually get. So you'd have to get 6 and 7.
But if you already got 6... You know.
Like me, I already bought 6, so...
Yeah. And congratulations to Alistair, he is now a subscriber to the game! You are a gold member. Welcome.
Yay! Or should I say, or should I say nay?
No, that is awesome. No,
that's a big yay.
Well, I mean, I am wearing a unicorn mask.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You being the unicorn man today...
I just think it's hilarious. I'm a man in a suit with a unicorn mask.
Mm-hmm. And Castled King would be proud of you. So
he's usually the one supporting the unicorn or horse head.
See, I was disappointed that I couldn't get the unicorn, the regular horse mask. That actually made me kind of sad.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you see me wearing it. Yeah. No, Castled was running errands with Mrs. Castled, so he wasn't going to be able to make it to the show tonight. So. We also have, you know, some messages from Fee.
I have one thing to say. You better work.
Hi, I'm Fee, and this is Fee's Fashion Fabulous Weekly, or whatever the heck I call this dang show. And I'm here with my host, my co-host, Diva Delicious, who's back from being, like, sick or dating or suntanning and... doing whatever the heck she does.
All of the stuff that Diva Deliciouses do.
But anyways, this week we got a few new items in the item store we're going to discuss, and then we're going to do something special for my cousin, Faye, who does this big deck segment on the show. We're going to talk about one of the deck outfits, just so you get our impressions of it. So let's start off with necklaces. Do we love necklaces?
Oh, I just love necklaces.
Well, what do you think of this necklace? It's called the Classic Gleaming Necklace.
It's all right. I don't like it that much.
I know. It's kind of a weird looking necklace. It doesn't really gleam. It doesn't look very classic. What do you think's wrong with this necklace?
Well, where do I start? It looks like there's a bolt and then next to it's a gum wrapper, like all spread out. And then, like, somebody painted a blue hexagon on it, and then around it's just, like, old rusty iron.
A gum wrapper? Well, you see the weirdest things.
It looks like a gum wrapper. Oh. Like, if you were to have the gum still inside of it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's look at these watches. Now, this is what I don't get. Can you see what that watch looks like?
No. The hands look nice,
though.
This
is called the day watch. Now, let me show you the night watch. Bang!
Ooh, what a difference.
Exactly! I don't know even how we can review these watches.
The night watch is darker.
Oh, I guess. One's brown, one's black. Okay, next. Next slide is called the Lifesaver Necklace. What do we think of this one?
Well, I just I have a question.
Oh.
Is it an actual lifesaver right there?
I think it's supposed to be, but it looks like somebody chewed it up. Well, is that your only thoughts?
Yeah, basically. Not much though. Alright.
We got I'm gonna die. We got Earl Bone Amulet. What do we think of this?
I think it's cool. I just think the bone's a little big.
Well, I'm sure that this was killed off some massive creature that, you know, we kill stuff in this game, you know.
I know. I've seen you kill many things.
All right. Well, that's it for the new items. So we're going to take a look at the deck that Faye is reviewing this week called the Polarizer. What do we think of this snazzy little outfit?
It's nice. It's. I don't understand the color.
You don't understand the color. Here, let me turn the monitor. You can
see
it's got little electrodes, and they kind of glow when you wear
it. I like it.
And everything else is white, but it has that electrified look.
I think it needs to be iron.
Oh.
It's really wrinkly.
You know, when we're talking about ironing clothes, I am going to die. When we're talking about ironing clothes, it's time to wrap up the segment. So this has been Fee from Fee's Fashion Weekly and...
Diva Delicious.
We'll see you next week, folks. Oh, crap. Diva, you know what we did?
What?
We forgot the girl side.
Oh, darn.
So we're going to do it real quick for y'all. Now, the girls have earrings and necklaces. We're going to start off with the asymmetrical Dreamcatcher earrings. What do you think about these, Diva?
I like them, and I would definitely be caught wearing them.
You would?
Yes.
And look, you know how the men had the watches? Look, bangles.
Oh.
Cha-ching-ching.
M-G.
What do you think of these? They're kind of snazzy.
I do like them. I like it when people wear bangles because I think it just adds to clothing and everything else.
Ooh, goody. Oh, more earrings. What do you think of this set? This is the elaborate ritual earrings.
I like them.
Oh, that didn't sound so convincing. What's wrong with them?
Well, I'm not one for bigger earrings.
Oh, so bigger is not better?
No.
All
in
right.
In some cases, it's not.
Fine. Necklaces. Look, the jeweled necklace. What do you think of this?
I think it's very pretty, and it makes you look like you have a lot of money, even though you might not.
Because diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Mm-hmm, you know it.
Now, another necklace here is called the Jolly Bee necklace. What do you think about this?
I like it, except I'm not that sure on the color.
It looks like a bunch of bras to me, tucked together in a circle.
You know, I didn't think of it that way until now, but now I see it too.
See? Oh, armband! I don't know who would wear that. This is a Neo-Aztec armband. Would you wear an armband?
I don't know. I haven't ever worn an armband.
Oh, well, one more necklace. Pearl necklace. Everyone loves their pearls, even though this looks like a bunch of rocks.
It does. It looks like a bunch of pebbles, but I still think it's pretty cute, and it reminds me of something that my mom would wear.
All right. We got one more earring, the sharp spiral earring. What do you think about this?
I've never been a big fan of earrings that are sharp.
All right, what about crosses when you're hunting those vampires? Gotta have your cross.
I definitely think that's pretty cool. Especially because if you look close, you can see on the cross.
It looks like a man, doesn't it? Look at the hat and some arms and some feet. Okay, one more. Oh, you don't think it's a man? Okay, fine.
No, I just think it's not a hat.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well,
it looks like a hat.
No, but I don't think he's wearing a hat.
Oh, whatever. Last piece. Simple variants, bangles. Back to bangles. Walk like an Egyptian.
Oh, boy. I like those bangles. I think they're cute.
Okay, well, this is finally it, I think. We finally got through all the girls and all the guy stuff. So, once again, for the 100th time, I'm not dying at least now, but for the 100th time, this has been Fee's Fabulous Fashion Weekly, and I'm signing out. Say bye, Diva.
Bye.
Walk like an Egyptian.
That was fantastic.
really cool.
I nearly choked on my water and spit it all over my screen when she started singing Walk Like an Egyptian. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, speaking of walking like Egyptians, unfortunately, there's no Egyptians. And actually, I've reverted away from my Mayan costume, too. We're going to switch this over to looking for lore in all the wrong places. So, you guys ready to sing the song?
Always ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Looking for lore in all the wrong places. What is with this?
Looking for lore in in all the wrong places. Looking okay. for her. Looking
okay.
For, oh, wait, wait. Is it
we'll do the term? Rap version, okay?
Looking, yo, we're looking
for Lore in all the wrong places.
Looking for Lore in your little faces. Oh, wait, that's how it goes. Looking for Lore. Looking for Lore. Word
yeah,
up.
Word.
Looking for Lore. Looking for Word. Looking for Lore.
Yeah.
You both need the Wiener song now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
crap.
You know,
no.
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Do
yes,
it.
You gotta do it now. You gotta Wiener. Do it. Metal Wiener yourself.
Wiener. Big, big Wiener.
Oh, God. Okay, we're gonna get Wienered here. I don't know if I, since I'm going to be the Wiener of the Week and Faye, you're the Wiener of the Week too. What should our Wieners be this week?
Should it be rock, paper, scissor? I say,
rock, paper, scissors, Spock. Okay. Metal Wiener wins.
Wiener, 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 Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener, Wiener, Wiener,
Wiener, Wiener, Wiener, Wiener,
Wiener, Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener, Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener,
Wiener,
all I can think of is the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory soundtrack.
But before we actually go to Rowan for your segment, can I just sidetrack here for a second? Now, we were talking to cats here yesterday, Katsu.
Oh.
And one of his least favorite parts of the show, his only least favorite part of the show, is when we play the Wiener songs. And he has a really good reason why. You want to fill everyone in?
Okay, so let's just set the scene. It's Egypt, and so I'm out there soloing because the rest of my cabal's offline at the time, and we're doing the dailies for Cairo, and I was you go and you kill all those guys, you get all the artifacts, and you go all the way up that slope. And there's a lore or something all the way at the end of the like an oil thing for one of the missions. Well, in order to get out to it, you have to jump out to it. Well, I'm sitting here listening to the podcast as I'm playing the game, just kind of catch talk show. Going out there, and as you all know, the Secret World is the epitome of all platforming games. Jumping
Mario,
is
Mario, eat your heart out, right?
Jumping is awesome. Who needs Assassin's Creed? I have Secret World. And so, meanwhile, I get ready to line, I line it up, get ready to do my jump, and just as I'm getting ready, the Wiener song plays, and unexpecting it modifies my trajectory, and then I have to basically solo every mob I just aggroed, which, if it weren't for the fact that, as I said before, I'm lethal in 360 degrees, it would have been particularly bad. But you did cost me a healing potion. Anyway.
But we're still not sure why exactly.
So the Wiener pushed you off the edge?
I just, there was just, the problem was there were so many Wiener, and I couldn't decide which way to go, and it was overwhelming, and I got confused, and then I had to fight my way out of all of the Wiener surrounding me.
Well, what about 360 degree Wiener?
Well, I am lethal in 360 degrees, so we're gonna have to. I would say put it to the test, but that just creates a whole new scenario, and I'd rather hit the Valley of the Sun Gods solo with no gear on. So.
Now, we're not actually quite sure, and he hasn't actually quite hinted on it, if he lost his trajectory because he was laughing, or because he was wearing headphones and it totally shocked him off guard, and having all those wieners just like bouncing around in his frown. We may never know.
Let's just say when a large quantity of wiener enters your ear, it's the beginning of a bad scenario, and we'll just leave it at that.
I'm gonna die.
See, he said that, and I'm reminded of a scene from Scary Movie.
I think it's time for some serious lore segment here.
Yes, save me,
Rowan. We need
to
calm down. Save us, Rowan. 3, 2, 1, Rowan.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay, do we have to do the song again?
No.
No.
Please don't.
Anything but that. Okay, so we've all heard of Shangri-La, right? Did you know that the term Shangri-La was coined by James Hilton for his 1933 novel Lost Horizon, where Shangri-La is described as a mystical place of peace and healing? You may remember that in the 2008 film A Mummy, the Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, Rick O'Connell is healed by waters from Shangri-La. Many scholars believe that Shangri-La is based on Shambhala, a mythical kingdom in Tibetan Buddhist tradition sought by both Eastern and Western explorers. Early Soviet leaders became interested in Shambhala and planned various expeditions to find it, though most fell through before anyone actually left Russia. The Nazis, with an enthusiasm for all things occult, were also interested in Shambhala, where they hoped to find an ancient master race similar to the Nordic race, but unspoiled by Buddhism. And of course, Shambhala appears in several science fiction stories of the 1930s, which becomes important to us as you may remember that TSW was originally intended to take place in roughly the 1920s or 30s. Anyway, in Tibetan Buddhist and Indian Buddhist traditions, Shambhala is a mythical kingdom hidden somewhere in Inner Asia. Early records may have referred to a real place. Whether or not there was a real Shambhala, the realm came to be seen as a Buddhist pure land, a Garden of Eden kind of place that was a fabulous kingdom whose reality is visionary or spiritual as much as physical or geographic. It was in this form that the Shambhala myth reached the West, where it influenced non-Buddhist as well as Buddhist spiritual seekers, and to some extent popular culture in general. During the late 19th century, Theosophical Society co-founder H.P. Blavatsky alluded to Shambhala, giving it currency for Western occult enthusiasts. Madame Blavatsky, who claimed to be in contact with a great white lodge of Himalayan mystics, mentioned Shambhala in several places, but without giving it especially great emphasis. She also referenced Shigatse in Tibet and Luxor in Egypt as being centers of Theosophical wisdom. According to one story in Tibetan Buddhism, Shambhala is actually located inside the earth, closely related to the underground realm of Agartha, another legendary city that is said to reside in the earth's core. It is related to the belief in a hollow earth. The concept of a hollow earth recurs in folklore the world over, and as the premise for much subterranean fiction, with varied proponents such as Dante Alighieri, Jules Verne, L. Frank Baum, Edgar Rice Burroughs, Lewis Carroll, and the Wachowskis. It is also featured in some present-day pseudoscientific and conspiracy theories. It was theorized by 20th-century theosophists that ascended masters of esoteric wisdom inhabit subterranean caves or a hollow earth, perhaps in Antarctica, the North Pole, Tibet, Peru, or Mount Shasta in California. Interestingly, London, Seoul, and Brooklyn are not mentioned as having much spiritual connections to Agartha. Of course, TSW's Agartha is occupied by the World Tree, but that's another story.
Wow. That is awesome, man.
I've just picked my word of the week, and it is theosophists.
Theosophists. Yes, yeah. That is theosophists. No, that's actually quite in-depth.
That was a lot of big words.
That's what I deal in, is big words.
We just improved in your vocabulary.
Did you refer to one of the movies, the Shangri-La, in your... or?
Yeah.
Did I get it wrong?
The Tomb of the Unknown Emperor, the Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, the last mummy film from 2008. Remember when they were fighting the, well, I guess they were Chinese communists, so I'm not sure, as they were running with the Yeti up into the temple and stuff like that, and eventually, like, Rick gets killed, or not killed, but gets stabbed. And he ends up getting healed by the healing waters of Shangri-La.
That's right.
Oh, was... I'm sorry. My daughter just shouted across the house. It was the Terracotta Soldiers.
Super points for your daughter.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, I love the Mummy series. Mummies.
But of course, that wasn't the only reference to Shangri-La. I mean, considering it's less than 80 years old, it appears a lot in popular culture.
Yeah. Utopian society, kind of like Atlantis, but not as technologically advanced.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, if you want the text version of that, that'll be coming to holosuitemedia.com very soon. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I'll have it posted today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So, right now, we are going to talk a little bit, just touching a little bit on, yes, guess what? It's time for the monthly duels. Yes, there is going to be some monthly duel. Actually, it's going to be like two duels in one, but really it's just one because it's going to be for June and July, and it'll take place the 14th of July. Okay, so if you go to Funcom, go on to the forums for the Secret World, you can sign up. And again, the prizes are, third place prize will get a blue signet reward bag and 600 bonus points. So that's good if you want to, you know, get some, you know, XP bonuses or, you know, or the SP if you've beat the gatekeeper and you want to max out your SP so you can get some, you know, cool rocket launchers or chainsaw, stuff like that. But then again, you also have issue 7 right around the corner too. So we're going to have the flamethrower. Actually, did they name the flamethrower? I forgot. Do we have a name for the flamethrower yet or not?
Nope.
Okay. What do you mean? It's a flamethrower.
Yeah, but usually they have some kind of weird name. The flamethrower is coming. So you're going to probably want some SP to max out really quick so you can start, you know, having hey, that's actually kind of that just popped in my head. You know, a barbecue, flamethrower, barbecue, summertime. Hey, it works, right?
Good job.
Only in your head.
Yeah,
that does work. I mean, that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, barbecue. So if you want to barbecue this summer, you know, by all means, buy some SP bonus thingies or whatever so you can double your SP. But yes, so you're going to get 600 bonus points, you know, for being in third place. Second place will receive a blue signet reward bag and 1,200 bonus points. And that, my friend, right there is a DLC. So just think about it. If you already have a veteran account, which is a gold ship membership or a lifetime, you're already getting your bonus points anyway, but you're going to double your points if you get second place, and that's a DLC, which is right around the corner, and not only that, you can actually, you know, spend it on, you know, other stuff too, right? So that's what it's there for, right? And first place, are you ready for this? First place is going to get a blue saber or forward bag. Why can't they be like purple? Really, you know, like, you know, first place you get like purple. Do they have purple signet reward bags?
No, but they could just give them their. I mean, they could probably create it for this tournament.
Hmm.
Yeah, it'd be cool if the participants would actually get something, you know, unique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they do get the astral fuse and the upgrade for the Credition. Upgrade.
Well, they get either or.
Oh, seriously, he totally messes up on the name for the thing, and no one gets on him. But when I mess up a name,
astral fuse or a Criterion upgrade.
But he said this. He said
yes.
Something
I
else.
Said Criterion.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be Xander. I know it's Criterion.
I didn't even notice.
Okay, but anyway, so you get the Criterion upgrade and the astral fuser. Yeah, that's right. All in one word. Ah, I'm awesome. Super points. And speaking of super points, you get 1,600 bonus points too. So yes, use your DLC. There's maybe an SP bonus there. You know, so you can get your I was about to say rocket launcher. Your flamethrower right up there. Super points real fast. And you can probably even get an XP bonus. You know, well, but then again, if you're already maxed out your wheel, yeah, you already have points to spend. So, yeah, but definitely you can definitely pimp your flamethrower pretty lot with all that. But I'm just saying, hey, you can use it for whatever you want. But those are your prizes. And again, yes, again, right now the betting system is going to be in play. So you can drop some money down and bet on the people that you would like to see win. And maybe you might be able to turn a pretty penny here with your packs. So that's kind of cool. So we're actually trying, we're gonna make a point to show up for this, so that is gonna be cool, and we hope to see you there. And right now, I think you know, there's been a couple of people that signed up, so your odds are good right now. So everyone, get out there, sign up, and you could, you know, get some nice money for this. Are any of you guys interested in going into this?
Not quite geared yet. Getting there, almost.
Yeah,
I don't feel like having my butt handed to me in the space of like a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, they don't even let you in unless you have at least all 10.4 gear.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, she did say that you know, they're looking into other kind of tournaments too for lower tiered weapon. But I would really like to see the mechanic that they had in the last Train of Cairo in the Fight Club, where you actually, you know, duel it out, you know.
Where you fist fight your way.
Where you actually duking it out.
Yeah, where you actually duking it out. I was so going to say it, and I knew someone was going to jump on my back for
saying
it. I was
about to say hand-to-hand combat. Hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
Put up your dukes.
Put up the dukes, man. Drop the hammer, you know. Bring the rain. Oh, 2 tickets to the gun show. You know, yeah. So that would be kind of cool.
I see you specialize in small arms.
Oh.
Sorry.
Had to go there.
So that was the last episode of Rome. No, I'm joking. So, yes. So, by all means, go and sign up if you want to go and participate in the... But actually, this is kind of like supposed to be every month, but this is gonna be 2 months for this one. It's gonna be for June and July. I'm thinking because July is summer and people are gonna be out and about, so they took that into consideration.
Yeah, not only that, but there's gonna be tons of other stuff happening, hopefully, with issue 7 when it comes out, and issue 8. We won't have to wait long for issue 8 after that. So there's going to be plenty to do in Secret World. Plus, let's not forget, Martea is busy.
She's a busy little beaver, yes.
She's a little busy little bee.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of bees, yes, the bees that come and sting you in the buttocks or erotic footless. What?
That's a great concept for, you know, all the workers like Mortea and community people being bees.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's good imagery.
Mm-hmm. They are busy little bees. But speaking of bees, you know, they come and mystically transfer you into superpowers. And with superpowers come super responsibilities. And with super responsibilities and superpowers, you need someone to guide you on your way to building your fabulous deck. And here is Faye's Big Deck.
Hello, friends. Have you ever been out slaying monsters with a friend, and you get your deck lined up to penetrate the armor of a foe, just to have your friend jump in front of you with his superior deck and pound that monster ever so quick and hard that you didn't even see it coming? Well, I'm here to tell you, I've been in that very same uncomfortable position. And it made me angry that my deck did not stand up to my friends. To avoid an embarrassing situation, listen to Faye's Big Deck. We'll all help you understand the deepest unknown features of your deck so that you will be able to lift your head up high the next time you are out with your friends. I hope you will listen to Faye's Big Deck on Beyond the Veil live every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, or check us out through hollowsweetmagazine.com. Hey all, and welcome to Faye's Big Deck. This week we're going to be talking about the hammer. The hammer is split up between two different segments. One is brawn, and the other one is grit. We're going to start off with brawn. And the first active ability in the brawn tree is smash. This builds one resource for each equipped weapon, a single target attack that deals 84 physical damage. The next ability is a passive, below the belt. Whenever you hit with Smash, the target also becomes weakened by a single stack of debilitated effect, which reduces all damage dealt by 3% per stack for 10 seconds. This effect can stack up to 10 times. The next ability is Hell to Pay. This is an active. It consumes all of the hammer resources. It is a column blast attack that deals 104 to 206 physical damage based on the number of resources consumed. The next ability is a passive, Righteous Fury. This increases the critical chance of Hell to Pay by 15%. The next ability is Haymaker. This is an active as well. It consumes all hammer resources. A single target strike attack that deals 149 to 296 physical damage or 179 to 355 physical damage if the target is impaired. Damage scales based on the number of resources that you have. The next one is a passive, Hard Impact. It increases damage dealt by hammer abilities by 10%. The next one is finally the active elite, Shockwave. This is a column attack that deals 221 physical damage. Affected targets also become impaired and knocked to the ground for 3 seconds. Moving on to the grit. The first one is a passive known as Brawler. This increases crit power by 15%. The next one is an active, Grand Slam. Builds one resource for each equipped weapon, a single target attack that deals 78 physical damage. If you hit a weakened target, an AoE that deals 16 physical damage appears, affecting up to 5 enemies in a 5-meter radius. The next one is a passive known as Street Fighter. Whenever you apply Impaired, you gain a beneficial effect that increases all damage dealt by 10% for 8 seconds. The next one is Stonewalled. This is an active that states you gain a major block chance effect, which increases your block chance by 40% for 6 seconds. The next one is Stone Cold. Reduces the recharge time of Stonewalled by 15 seconds. The next one is an active known as Backhanded. This builds 2 hammer resources if you have no hammer resources. A single target attack that deals 96 physical damage. And finally, to round out the hammers, we have the passive elite, Cool, Calm, and Collected. Whenever you block an attack, you gain a major ward effect which reduces all received damage by 25% for 6 seconds. Whenever you critically hit, you gain a beneficial effect that increases all damage that you deal as well. So this has been the hammers. I know you're wondering which way we're going with this. We're going to be talking about a deck called the Punisher. So next week I'm going to talk to you about the Assault Rifle, then we're going to put it all together and close it out with the Punisher. We're getting close. We're almost done with every single inner wheel ability and every single starter deck. So until next time, this has been FaZe Big Deck.
Awesome sauce. Yes, awesome sauce. Sounding uber sexy there.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's actually really helpful because I'm building the goon from the Illuminati and it's a blade hammer, so.
Mm-hmm. And that's right. We're all about the helpful people.
I really like my Witch Hunter Templar, which is also blade hammer. Oh, and right now I'm working on the Warlock, which is Blade Chaos, or not Blade, Hammer Chaos.
I'm trying to get all the people that's here dancing in Argotha sitting here next to us. And yes, if you're listening to us via iTunes or from holosuitemedia.com, streaming us or downloading us, and if you're, you know, driving to work listening to us on your iPod or some kind of MP3 device, just think, you could be here. And yes, you could be here. Why don't you come and join us, you know, on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Yes, 7 p.m. Eastern on holosuitemedia.com/excess. Yes, excess. E-X-C-E-S-S. I forgot.
Good job, anyway, sir. Good job.
I know. I try. But this is really cool. I'm sitting here looking at us partying on here, and there is a lady at the end of the row, and she just ran away. Yes. I'm talking about you. Yes, yes. The Lones. The Lones is from the Hellmaster Clan. Or, and that's the title, actually. The template, yeah. Anyway, she looks exactly, down to the T, just like Antida. Are you seeing this, Antida?
Yeah, what? I saw it. I thought...
Go ahead.
Want me to put my outfit on?
Yeah, put your outfit on. Go stand next to her. I think that would be cool. And we can get, like, pictures. They're like twins.
And actually,
I have found so many twins in this game, it's not even funny anymore.
No, but this would be
funny. What's the hell something, isn't it? The outfit.
Don't run away! Don't run away! We're trying to have a moment here. Templarization Nation. Yeah. Yeah, she's right down there. Go stand next
to her. Okay, but what is the outfit?
Yeah, it's hell something. It's under uniform. It's the one you get for completing
Dandy
all.
Dandy Hellraiser.
No. Dandy Hellraiser, yeah. Yes.
There you go. Run down. Let's go get a picture. Yes, this is how we roll here on the live show. And
So speaking of, I wanna mention something that actually you told me to mention today. So there's been a persistent discussion about cross-faction cabals.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she doesn't want to. She ran away from me too.
Oh, there, she's right behind you. Actually, you know, this is actually kind of cool. You know, this is really cool. Picture. Anyway, Funcom, you're saying?
Please, for the love of the game, please give us more character traits.
Facial options.
Anything. Even hairdos will do.
Please stand still next to Antita so we can take your picture. Yes, you were saying there, Katsu?
So, yeah, cross-faction cabals. It's been a topic that's been brought up on a couple of episodes, and in yet another instance of me hearing something on the talk show while I was playing in the game, the discussion came up just as I was staring at a couple of Council of Venice operatives, and then it dawned on me, like, that's the entire purpose of the Council of Venice, is to make sure that all the factions are playing together, including the Phoenicians. Like, that's their job. That's why they're here. And so the entire idea of, like, polarizing the factions, I mean, that's cool to a degree, and if you want to build an all Illuminati cabal, then more power to you. But because of the presence of the Council of Venice and its in-character, in-game mandate to kind of make it sure everybody's playing ball together, that's like the perfect setup and the perfect backdrop in case people wanted to do cross-faction cabals.
Yeah, that works. That works. That was a really cool idea. And the funny thing is, it totally did not dawn on me until you brought it up. It totally didn't dawn.
Yep, same here.
Any excuse that they could come up with to do cross-faction cabals would be wonderful.
Yeah, so we know Rowan really, really, really wants them.
We approve this message.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm always a big fan of, you know, I don't want to sacrifice the artistic worldview of the company, you know, the content people making the game, but it's already there. It's not like they'd have to create this extra, you know, faction or task force that coordinates it all, because that's the whole setup for the Secret War. If you're in the background of the Council of Venice, like, those are the, like, three or four spots that the Council of Venice, along with the other cabal, or the other factions, have said, okay, it's cool if we wreck that place, but don't wreck anywhere else. And so, like I said, if it were something they were adding in and it seemed forced, I mean, that would be one thing for me. But since it's already a natural extension of something in-game, it just it struck me as odd that they have decided just to not do that.
Yeah, it'd bring a whole new level to the game, and I would actually be totally for that. I would totally be for that. I think it'd be really excellent to actually have that cross cabal. We were talking about that a couple episodes ago, and, you know, we have three cabals right now that work as one for Beyond the Veil. We have Beyond the Veil, New York, Seoul, and the London chapters. But it'd be kind of cool, you know, having the Council of Venice chapter for Beyond the Veil, and where we all can be, you know, on the same cabal, technically.
Yeah, plus, I mean, if they ever decided to expand the utility of cabals beyond a bank, you know, and cool titles, then that would be a big incentive to push a cross cabal thing, because then, you know, you're not having to sit here and figure out a way to get different resources to different tunes and different factions or different friends in different factions. You know, it's just a utility thing more than anything. Plus, it would cut down on the, you know, if people are making serious attempts at, you know, setting up cabals, like, you know, no, we're going to do this, and this is the things we're going to do, and we've got these schedules and calendars and whatnot, you know, it's less administration on their point. It's less administration and more in the game. And that's, you know, anything that puts me playing the game is what I want to do. So,
yeah, definitely. Now, we have here for you tonight the first installment from Alistair, The Journey. Alistair, take it away.
The journal. Not the journey.
You did it again. Oh my gosh.
Looking for journals.
Oh, in all the wrong places.
Looking for journals
tonight.
Don't stop believing.
I was wondering how long it would take for that to happen.
Wheel in the sky. Oh.
I was just playing in Egypt. Don't do wheel in the sky.
Okay, a little bit of backstory first. And because Atita asked me what inspired me to do this, I was bored. I was really, really bored. So I created a blog on Tumblr, which is basically in-character conversations or journal posts from my character in The Secret World. And I had no intention of, you know, doing this, but Atita's like, hey, you want to do this? Okay, I'll do it. Sure. Whatever.
It's awesome.
So, pretty much, and they say the first installment, I have no idea how often I'm going to update this, but whenever I do update it, I will come on the show, and I will read out what I wrote. But the first installment is pretty much just an introduction, and it's going to follow the theme of the game. So the very first place I talk about, Solomon Island. But, all right, let me get my daddy voice going on here, and I'll read this on. Do you know what I did before all this? I was a writer, a novelist. I wrote fiction. Or at least what I thought was fiction. I used to think that magic and undead, werewolves and vampires were all figments of imagination, lore based off mythology, based off ancient humans' imaginations, working to explain things they couldn't grasp. Why is water falling from the sky? What are these flashes of light that are splitting trees in the distance and setting fires? The answer was simple. A god was angry. Let me give you some sage wisdom. Answers are never easy. Nothing is ever so simple as it looks. And this one you've probably seen all over the internet. Everything is true. Truth is stranger than fiction, my friend. Just look at Solomon Island. There are dark secrets buried on that island. Dark things that range from minor annoyances, like a secret Illuminati academy, to horrible situations, like an artificial anima circuit that it's built on the grounds of an amusement park and feeds on the joy and fears of children. And then there's the secret buried beneath the mountain, a secret so dark that it could destroy the world. And it gets worse. They say that opposites attract, but in fact it's the opposite that's true. Much like how violence begets violence, darkness begets darkness. Whenever darkness grows, soon more darkness will follow, and Solomon Island is consumed in darkness. It didn't start with the fog. The fog was a catalyst, but it was not the catalyst. They say that curiosity killed the cat. In this case, it killed the fisherman. And it kept killing. The Lady Margaret was a fishing ship. Nothing more. Just a simple craft for a simple job. And it's a sad irony that such a vessel is the cause of such a catastrophic event. The ship got caught in a storm, or at least that's what the bees tell me. And found itself in a place I care not to visit, and in fact nobody returns from unscathed. The Red Sargasso Sea, or at least that's what it's apparently called, a graveyard of ships bound together by red seaweed and fog. The fog. Nothing ever returns from that place, not unchanged, and it always takes back what is. The crew of the Lady Margaret stumbled about trying to free their ship. One man found something. Joe Slater. a man whose shoulders upon which all of this can be placed. He found a great and terrible thing. And as the Lady Margaret broke free from its flotsam and jetsam, he took it with him, and in doing so sealed the fate of an entire island. The sea reclaims what belongs to it, and it does so in force. A vessel amongst the graveyard, the Polaris, and a Rochi craft, drifted out of sea, pushed along by tides and a great bank of fog. The bees have a lot to say about Polaris, but that'll have to come another time. Sonak wants a report. He always wants a report. Sadistic and rigid bastard that he is. So that's all for now.
That absolutely is
spectacular.
It's really cool.
Yeah. You did yourself.
I can't. I cannot wait for you to get bored again.
That's it. Go get bored right now. Go do that.
I'll be honest. I already started writing entry two.
It's cool. I actually wrote a couple of pieces that are going to be coming up on the show, and it's always interesting to me how just, you know, something can spark a thought, and then you sit down. How long did it take you to write this piece?
I wrote the entire piece in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Did something like just spark this idea in you? Like, I know you said you were bored.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I get that.
I was sitting at work today, and what I do is I work at a community college, and I help maintain one of the computer labs. And my job right now is making sure all the computers in the computer lab are updated and imaged, and I have to make sure I do it one at a time so I don't skip one. So I'm just sitting there waiting for one of the computers to update, and I'm like, I want to do a journal.
Yeah. For me, I heard the seagulls, because I live in a coastal town, and I heard seagulls outside. And it just kind of took me back into the game, into Kingsmouth, onto one of its beaches. And that's how my first piece was born. You'll hear it soon enough. But
and you know what? That might be something similar for me, because I live near the beach too. And it's been very, very dark and gloomy here lately. So that might have something to do with it, because I admit that I have been thinking quite a lot about the secret world lately. And even though I've been out of game since February... So that might have been what triggered it, and the reason I decided to come back.
Yeah, it's an awesome piece. I absolutely love it. I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. But that is going to bring us... Where did I put my notes?
Oh, I lost my notes.
You lost your brain.
I lost my frown, man. I lost my frown.
Wow. You know what? We just, like, totally kicked the show notes ass this week. Wow. We actually did it.
Super points.
Hooray.
Yeah, really, super points. Hooray. So, you know, we like doing these audio dramas. You know, we're going to definitely want some more of these, and definitely some are going to be coming here to Beyond the Veil, the audio dramas that's going to be coming and happening. So definitely tune in for more of this, okay? We're always here Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, when I say here Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, very soon, in a couple weeks, we're not going to be here Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be here Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Why are we going to be here Wednesday, September? Why do I say September? I don't know why. Why are we going to be here at 7:30? Why am I saying 7:30? Oh, my God. Restart. Restart the frown. Restart the frown. So why are we going to be here on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern? I had to stop for a minute to
Wednesday,
make sure.
Wednesday, July 3rd, we're going to be here at 7 p.m. EST.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Because it's our 1 year anniversary!
Yay!
I thought it was to avoid the fireworks celebration the next day.
Yeah, go America.
America! 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 Yeah, I can't say that word yet, never mind.
So yeah.
There's the rainbow.
And there's the rainbow. So we are going to we are going to be broadcasting live from Argatha and in or about, you know, the secret world one day early that day, because not only is it going to be our 1 year anniversary, it's going to be the secret world's one year anniversary. Go figure. Right on, everyone. Hey, yay. I can't wait for this.
High five. Good job.
High five. We're fabulous. Some sports. Yes.
Now, I want you guys to realize that I am a unicorn and there is a rainbow.
You know how bad it is.
Beyond sale.
Absolutely. You have sparkles.
So long as it's not coming out of your butt, we're safe.
Mr. Toots.
There's a box of Lucky Charms. It's magically delicious.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. You know, the Secret World 1 year anniversary, and it's going to be our 1 year anniversary. And it seems that we are the only surviving talk show / podcast that, you know, launched the first year of Secret World, and the only one that's still in the air.
So what you're saying is we're a zombie.
Maybe
zombie
we just
requires
don't know
we
to
died
quit.
First.
No, we're going strong.
Yeah, man, we're like rocking, and it's because of you, the fans that are listening to us from via iTunes or on holosuite.media.com. And yes, I've said media. Yes, before, you know, for, you know, over the past, you know, people knowing about Holosuite over the past 2 years of Holosuite's existence have been going to magazine. And yes, we have rebranded, relaunched our new website. Check it out, holosuitemedia.com. It is kick-ass, and I hope you guys love it. And yes, because of this, because we love our community so much, we are going to be giving away lots of prizes. Now, we have so
lots
many
of cool ones.
We have so many bloody surprises to give away. You know, well, surprises, prizes to give away on
and
our
surprises.
1 year. Yeah, surprises too. Yes, Antita, should we just give them like a little morsel of maybe some of the stuff that's gonna be giving away?
No.
If one person says spoilers, yeah, we might have to do it.
Man, we got so many surprises. We'd tell you, but then we'd give away a surprise.
That just makes sense.
Yo, dog, we heard you like surprises, so we put some surprises in your surprises so you can be surprised while you're surprised.
That. Right there, what he said. We'll go with that.
Totally word up to the homage. Totally word up to the homage. I just went gangsta.
They should be here, and then they'll know.
Yes. So definitely, we're going to be putting some announcements up on holosuitemedia.com this coming week. So be sure to stay tuned to holosuitemedia.com. Did I say it all right? Yes, I'll say it again. Holosuitemedia.com. Maybe one more time? Nah. Just go to holosuitemedia.com, and you're going to find out the prizes that's going to we are going to be giving away. It's my a new day of my new tongue. That's all I can say.
You can't even say the word "say." That's how
new
it is.
I know. It's hilarity ensues all the
you
time.
You don't say,
TM. Yes, TM. Yes, because we are badass and we have lots of stuff to give away. So stay tuned to holosuitemedia.com. Okay.
Well, you know what? If we are gonna give them a little bit of a teaser, I'm not gonna give out the names of what we are going to be giving out, but some are going to be stuff that you can touch and some you will get, but you won't be able to touch it.
Did anyone else's mind just totally go into the gutter on that one?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How about this?
Some are going to be for in-game directly. And some are going to be for the game indirectly.
Well,
am I confusing you all?
A little bit. How about this? You can wear it. You can share it. And yeah, I'm done. Yeah. So yeah. You can wear it, you can play it, and you can take care of it. Yes, because you're badass too. And yes, because we love you guys, we're going to be giving away lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. I can't not say
lots enough, to be absolutely honest. Lots of stuff is coming down the pike for you guys, and be sure you're going to be here, because I think we toiled around a couple ideas of maybe having like an email, you know, email one sent in email for this, but I think this one, because it's our 1 year anniversary, we've given away lots of prizes, lots of t-shirts before in the past, but you have to be in attendance to receive these prizes this time.
Hey Xander.
Yes.
I can kind of lead on this a little bit if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, there was an email discussion that has been going back and forth between, Antita, Xander, and myself about kind of the downside of me coming onto staff right now, if you remember right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's this awesome swag stuff for the anniversary, and now that I'm on staff, I can't have any of it. Sad face.
Yes.
Hi, I've lived in Wood Hollow Suite since day one. Now you know how I feel.
Yeah.
But you know, no, I mean, like, I'm really jazzed about it, and then I got really sad when I found out I couldn't get anything. So, sad face.
If I was to actually tally up all the stuff that Holosuite Media and formerly Holosuite Magazine, if I could tally it up, all the stuff from the different shows that we have, we've given away over $2,000 worth of game, gear, loot, prizes, everything so far.
Epic loots.
Mm-hmm. Epic loots. And that's in the 2 years of Holosuite.
And just that's think, awesome. Listeners, anniversary, lots of prizes.
Mm-hmm. And definitely the cash value of the stuff that we're giving away this time. This is the biggest boost. This is the biggest prize that we've ever given away on a single show. So this is going to be awesome for you guys out there listening. I'm hoping that you're a little bit excited, because you should be. You should be, because you are honored fans of the show. We love you. We do this show for you guys. We do this show for us too, because we love the game and we love our community, and that's why we do these things. That's why we're going to give you this stuff away. So I'm hoping that you guys are excited. I'm hoping you're going to join us here on July 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern, because we got a whole shit ton of stuff to go away, give away. Yes, I said it. Yes, I said shit. Yes, sorry. I couldn't help it. It was just coming through me.
Oopsie-daisy.
Crap. Yeah. Crap done. Shiitake mushrooms and cream. Lots of stuff to give away. But yes, this is going to bring us to the closing of yet another awesome show. So, if you have any questions, comments, stuff for Faye's Big Deck, and maybe interesting lore you'd like to share with Rowan, maybe to say hi to cats. Hi, welcome to the show. Guess what? You can't win no prizes anymore. Ha ha ha. Or, you know.
I hate you. You're not my real dad.
Oh, God. Or any questions or comments to any of the cast, please send them to beyondtsw@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in weekly. Yes, weekly to holosuitemedia.com for all your fixes in TSW and various games we report on. And Tribbles and Ecstasy, yes, you know, one of our sister shows from Holosuite Media, is going to be relaunching very, very soon.
It's alive.
Well, you know, I mean, it's, we finally paid the Zen for the retrofit.
It's been sitting in dry dog for like ever.
Uh-huh. So
yeah.
We should have skipped the spinning of cells, but we didn't.
A bit longer than expected, but better late than ever.
Mm-hmm. So we will, when we actually end this episode, we're going to play the intro for, you know, Tribbles and Ecstasy, just to wet your whistles. And remember, Tribbles and Ecstasy is based on Star Trek Online and the Star Trek universe itself, and other sci-fi genres. Generous, yeah.
I'm generous. Stupid. You're really generous
in that Star Trek.
Yes, very. So yes, Tribbles and Ecstasy will be relaunching very soon here. And we have a couple other very interesting, cool stuff that's coming down the pike, and I can't wait to tell you about it, but I can't wait yet. Also,
because I won't let him.
Yes.
But they could subscribe to the Twitter and go to the website. The twerp, I don't know.
Hey man, subscribe to the twerp now.
Twitter and website. That's how they can find out about all the stuff that we don't want to tell them right now.
Exactly. It's like I meant to say that, but I didn't.
And you totally did. It was just, it was psychic is what it
he
was.
He meant to say it, but he was saying it so well that we couldn't understand it, but he picked up on it.
Because
it's
we
that,
were
it's
twerping.
That wonky, it's that chaos magic.
Uh-huh. It's that brutal chaos magic. Yes, 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 very. And also, Holosuite Media is looking for recruits. So if you're interested in anything like blogging, vlogging, which is video blogging, writing articles, reporting on games, writing reviews, coming on Tribbles and Ecstasy, or on Beyond the Veil, having what you want to say heard to the masses out there, please send an email to holosuitemedia@gmail.com. I almost messed that up. I almost did, yes.
Maggard.
If you have talents in audio engineering, if you know your way around Audacity or Adobe Audition or any other audio programs and would like to participate in any of our online shows, by all means, send an email in. And if you have any interesting ideas for different talk shows that we may have overlooked or, you know, stuff like that, games we should be checking in on, please send an email to holosuitemedia@gmail.com. And I am your host, Xander. We had a hell of a show. I can't believe we kicked the ass out of show notes. We have never done that yet before. This is awesome.
It's because I'm back.
Yeah. It's Yay. That. It's that, totally. Super points.
Yay, super points.
Yay, super points. Rowan, I'm going to say it, okay?
You got to sing it.
Sing what?
Super points.
Super points, cause we're fabulous. I knew he was gonna back me up. But yes, on behalf of the cast and I, I'm Xander, and we had a hell of a show tonight, and can't wait to see you in a couple weeks for our 1 year anniversary. Stay tuned to holosuitemedia.com for more information on the sweet loot that you're going to receive. Yes, you're going to receive it. And bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I want to go buy the Ermagerd title.
The following live broadcast of Tribbles in Ecstasy may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised. Now give it up for Warp 11.
Drink until the bottle's dry. Another dose of tequila. Another night of Tribbles in Ecstasy.
Hey, 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 hey!
Watermelon. Tribbles in Ecstasy.
Yeah! My son's gonna be so pissed off at me.